Tomorrow, big changes for the train timetables for QR. It's the Easter holiday period timetable, and according to the Rail Lobby Group Back on Track, it will mean Brisbane has the worst rail frequency anywhere in Australia and New Zealand, just in time for university exams. Robert Dow explained why the Rail Lobby Group Back on Track thinks it's a mess.
This weekend and Easter, we've got a reduced service rail timetable, which means most lines are running at a 1 hour train frequency. The Sunshine Coast trains every 2 hours, but the sad thing is they've actually moved the rail timetable from the standard clock face times. For example, trains to the city through Goodna always leave 27 and 57 minutes past the hour, and all stations have a similar pattern. Now, they've changed that. Now, the problem with that is, of course, is that the bus rail connections are broken. For example, the 526 bus at Redbank Station arrives on the weekend at 45 minutes past the hour. Now, this new train timetable, the trains running through the city are leaving at 36 minutes past the hour at Redbank, so that means people now have a 51-minute wait, where normally they have a 7-minute wait. And there are many other examples of how the this, what they're referring to as the school holiday Easter train timetable, actually breaks the rail bus connections. Now, Queensland Rail on Facebook said that they changed the times because they wanted to optimise the train connections. Now, this is really quite amazing, because one would hope that the normal clock face times for the timetable are actually designed to optimise train connections. But nonetheless, changing those standard clock face times has tremendous repercussions in terms of the bus connections, as I've pointed out, and this is going to add hours to journey times. Now, if there's a train cancellation on the Sunshine Coast this weekend or over Easter, people might have to wait up to 4 hours for the next train. Is that really acceptable?
I'm talking with Robert Dow from the Lobby Group Rail Back on Track. Robert Dow, let's compare with a city we don't normally compare with, say Adelaide. How often would trains come in Adelaide? How often would their services arrive during an Easter timetable?
30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Two trains per hour at Adelaide. We in Brisbane now have the worst service frequency for rail in all of Australia and New Zealand for those systems or those cities that run urban rail. Now, that's a pretty sad indictment on the state of public transport in Brisbane. For our rail system to now being the worst performer in Australia and New Zealand is a really sad indictment on the level of failure that we've now reached. But it is just incomprehensible to us. And some of our members are former transport planners. They cannot understand why Queensland Rail moved off the standard clock face times. It's one thing to reduce services, but then to actually break the connections further on in the network is really, really poor stuff.
Now, maybe they expect the bus services, the other services, to adjust.
No, they can't change the bus timetable en masse. Just give you an impact on this. The route 272 bus out at Cleveland arrives at the station at 32 minutes past the hour, but under this new train timetable, the train departs at 31 minutes past the hour. So you'll miss the train by 1 minute. You'll be waiting 59 minutes for the next train. Now, this is just crazy stuff, Steve. Absolutely crazy.
Now, it's just for the Easter period. Who cares? People can't take their car in Easter, Robert Dow. It's only a couple of weeks. No one will notice.
Well, we beg to differ with that premise, Steve. This timetable is operating this weekend. This is a normal business weekend. To complicate it even further, there are some universities running examinations tomorrow. My wife does university invigilation. She's actually supervising exams at QUT tomorrow. So I'd like to sound a warning now to university students who may be sitting exams tomorrow. You'll have to make sure that you check the times that the public transport is running. You might have to allow at least an additional 2 hours to make sure that you get to the examination centre on time. That's how bad it is. If someone's coming from the Sunshine Coast, they're probably going to have to factor in an additional 4 hours. That's to cover failures and contingencies with this timetable over this weekend. Now, Easter, Okay, Good Friday is generally a very quiet day.
Yes.
But our experience is that Easter Saturday, Easter Sunday and Easter Monday are very busy times in our public transport network, particularly the rail.
And we'll have a train frequency that's less, that's the worst of anywhere in Australia, any of the capital cities in Australia and anywhere in New Zealand.
Exactly. Adelaide runs trains every 30 minutes. So does Auckland, every 30 minutes. Auckland's actually moving to 15 minutes in the near future, but at the moment it's 30 minutes. Perth, which is a very good model for Brisbane because it's the same gauge and runs the same trains in part, services all lines 15 minutes. Four trains an hour, we get one train an hour on our main suburban lines. And don't forget that the Sunshine Coast is even treated more poorly. It's only one train every 2 hours.
So the Sunshine Coast, on a weekend where people do travel to from the Sunshine Coast for relaxation and recreation, every 2 hours. But, I mean, Queensland Rail have actuaries. They have rail planners. You know, they must be calculating that no one will want to use the trains.
Well, it's almost as though they want to, you know, turn people off the system completely. I think it's time that we looked at considering an operator that can actually run our rail system properly. Queensland Rail is failing, clearly. Maybe it's time to open up to competitive tendering and get an operator that will actually deliver services that meet reasonable community expectations. We were told when this fiasco commenced and the timetable for 2017 was introduced that there would be progressive improvements throughout the years to fill the gaps and put on more services progressively. What we've seen is the opposite. It just gets worse and worse. We've now reached a low point which has to put back our public transport system in southeast Queensland decades. In the 1960s and 70s, they were running better frequency in some cases. That's how bad this is. The impact is going to be devastating on those people who have to go to work, those people who have to go to hospitals, whatever, get around. Even social connections are going to be very complicated. We would suggest that people need to look at these timetables, look at the journey planner very carefully. The train times are all altered. They're not running at the standard clock face times. Your bus rail connections will probably not work in the same way as they normally work. So you're going to have to factor in a fair bit of extra time to travel around on a public transport network. It's a very sad outcome for our public transport system in southeast Queensland.
I'm talking with Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track. This is ABC Radio Brisbane. Steve Austin's my name. Robert Dow, before I let you go, I understand that you've declined every single right to information request you've made about the new trains that Queensland is supposed to be getting, the new generation rolling stock. Is this correct?
I haven't made requests directly, but we're aware of people who have made requests, RTI requests, for information on the new generation rolling stock program, and they've all been denied.
Every single one of them, as far as you're aware?
As far as I'm aware. Now, what this means is there's obviously something to hide there, Steve. We haven't seen the new generation rolling stock trains in service at this point. They've been here 14 months now. We have seen a few out in the network being tested, and we thought that was encouraging. Now, we're having increasing instances of mechanical failure with the trains out in the network, and listeners would know that. There are a lot of disruptions due to mechanical failures of trains. The trains are struggling to keep going, some of these older units. QR are heroically making their own spare parts to keep these trains going, but how much further can this go on for? We've got the problem with crew, we've got the problem with rolling stock, we've got the problem with timetables. The only thing that's gone right in southeast Queensland of late is the light rail on the Gold Coast and our new fare structure. Other than that, it's just one great big mess, Steve.
The new boss has only just taken up his job formally this week. Are you confident that he'll be able to get on top of this?
Well, I think it's a good sign that we do have a new CEO for Queensland Rail. I actually have a meeting with Mr. Easy later on this morning. I'm hopeful that we can open up a dialogue and perhaps, you know, point out some constructive things that can be done. Communications between the public and Queensland Rail and Translink obviously has to improve. They've got to stop the spin and they've got to start just being honest and direct to people. I think that will gain a lot more favour with the travelling public than the convoluted spin stuff that goes on at the moment, particularly on social media. It's unsatisfactory. They need to be honest. They need to have pointed out why they need to do this timetable this weekend and over Easter, spell it out clearly, and explain why they've moved from standard clock face times and wrecked all the bus rail connections. Now, that does need some explaining. One would think that the rail timetable is optimised for train-to-train connections as it is. There should be no need to change off standard clock face times. Reducing the service frequency is pretty poor as it is, but to compound that by changing the standard clock face times or change from the standard clock face times is just making it, you know, many, many degrees worse than it needs to be. So they need to be honest, they need to explain to the public exactly what's going on, and that's also the case with the new generation rolling stock program. This is an investment in new trains over $4 billion. Queenslanders are paying for it. They need to know what on the earth is going on with this program.
Robert Dow, thank you.
Good. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, listeners.
That's Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track. Andrew sent me a note saying, get the Japanese to run the system. Andrew, thank you very much. I've heard a few stories about that myself. Let's go to Matt Longland, head of TransLink. Matt Longland, why have you gone to the sort of timetable that you have starting tomorrow?
Good morning, Steve. Look, the rail timetable over Easter, the key objective of that timetable is reliability. So it's about delivering reliable rail services over this period. And as you said, a lot less customers on the network travelling over the Easter period. We want to work with Queensland Rail to make sure that the services that are running are reliable.
So if you didn't cut back the services, you would have real concerns about its actual reliability, its actual service delivery?
Look, I think certainly the feedback from the Strawn inquiry was that over the Christmas period, we needed to do more work to ensure that the service plan matched the demand on the network and that services were reliable. So we've done that work with Queensland Rail, and as you said, about 70% less customers travel on the network over this period. So we really want to make sure the services that we're running will run on time, the customers can be confident that they will be reliable services, rather than delivering a usual frequency over this period.
So to ensure reliability, you've had to ensure or do the timetable so that there's only one train service every hour and then once every 2 hours to the Sunshine Coast.
That's correct, Steve. So the Easter holiday timetable, so the weekend, this coming weekend, and the Easter long weekend, hourly services across the network, 30-minute services to the airport, and 2 hourly services on the Sunshine Coastline.
I'm talking with Matt Longland, head of TransLink. Matt, why have you moved from the standard clock face time? In other words, this prevents the buses and the trains from lining up perfectly.
Look, the timetable has been developed, as you said, it's a very detailed process that Queensland Rail have worked through. The train timetable that's operating for these two weekends has been optimised to ensure that customers can connect from one rail service to another, particularly on the connection to the airport, to ensure that customers, and we do know that customers travel during this period, they travel interstate, they travel internationally over the school holiday period, it's important, and Queensland Rail obviously did a lot of work to make sure that the rail services coming in from the various lines around the network connected onto the airport line and enabled customers to connect through the airport.
So it's really for the airport line this has been done, because what's going to mean is that many people are going to have a 45, 50-minute wait for their train to connect up with their bus service now.
Look, in terms of the bus connection, Steve, and I acknowledge Robert's concerns and the comments that he's raised, we're asking customers to plan ahead. So the bus network, we have more than 100...
Well, do we have 2 hours ahead? They'll have to do it.
We have more than 100 bus routes that connect at some point on their journey with the rail network. So we operate an integrated network. It's not possible to change 100 bus routes over 15 different bus service providers for these two weekends. That would cause more confusion for customers and more interruption for their journeys. What we're asking customers to do is to use the TransLink Journey Planner to look at where they're going from, where they're travelling to, and look at those connection times. In general, the bus network will be operating at a higher frequency than the rail network over this period, so it might be that customers could use a different bus to have a shorter connection time to the rail network. That's really about thinking ahead, putting in their discrete journey into our journey planner, and looking at the journey that makes the most sense.
So the real concerns for your planning teams, your rail schedulers, your actuaries, is making sure that reliability is there and that you can get people to the Brisbane airport to and from over the Easter period.
Look, it's reliability, definitely. There's also works happening over the Easter weekend on the Beenleigh line. So that's about some signalling upgrades to ensure that the Beenleigh and Gold Coast lines are able to accommodate reliable services. So there's engineering works happening over that period. reliability is obviously a key, and some of the learnings that we had from the Christmas period, and also in terms of the train-to-train connections, it's not just about the airport, but that certainly was a factor to make sure that service is connected.
Matt, how long do you think it will be before the TransLink QR is on top of this reliability question? 3 years? 6 years? How long do you think?
Look, in terms of the work that's been done, so through this Thrawn inquiry, the key message and the key findings from that inquiry was that we are on a long journey here, that this is about restoring sustainability into the rail timetable. What we're doing over this Easter weekend is making sure that rather than bringing in lots of extra drivers and guards on overtime, that we're delivering a service that meets the demand over that period and ensuring that we can have ongoing sustainability for the rest of the year.
Okay, for this weekend, and so it starts to, what, first service tomorrow morning?
That's correct. So Saturday and Sunday this weekend, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday over the Easter weekend.
And if university students heading for exams are really going to be affected by this, so you really want them to think ahead and make sure they have plenty of time up their sleeve to get to where they need to go.
Absolutely, Steve. And I would encourage any customers, and they do it already, but access the TransLink Journey Planner. If they need to be, for instance, at a particular university at a particular time, you can plug those fields into our Journey Planner, and it will provide you with the most efficient public transport journey to meet those needs.
And a quick, slightly left-of-field question, but do you have any idea of what percentage of train commuters are actually going to the airport to fly in or out over Easter?
Look, I haven't got that data on me currently, but I mean, the airport service is obviously an important connection. It's a really attractive connection for people travelling through the airport. In numbers of people over that period, I couldn't tell you offhand. I'm sorry, Steve.
No, that's quite okay. Well, thank you so much, Matt Longland. Thank you for coming on this morning.
Thank you.
Matt Longland is head of TransLink, so bear that in mind. First service tomorrow morning on the trains. Completely different timetable comes in, Easter timetable. If you're travelling to or from the Sunshine Coast, you will only have a train service every 2 hours. Every 2 hours, and in Brisbane you'll have a train service every 1 hour. So it has dramatically reduced services. You've just heard the man himself. They're concerned about reliability, and that's why they've done it the way they've done it. About time for a piece of classical music for the morning.